some tzitzis. So the thing we discussed last week a little bit, the etzim, chiva tzitzis, where's it come from? It's passing in Torah, there's a mitzvah to a tzitzis. But the etzim, the chiva tzitzis is dafke if one has dalek kanfes. When you have four corners, then there's a chiva to go ahead and wear tzitzis. If somebody does not have dalek kanfes, then there is no chiva. So the question is, any mitzvah chiyuv to, you know, how do we look at such a mitzvah when if you don't have dalek kanfes? Is there a inyan or mitzvah chiyuv to have dalek kanfes? This man has that in order to have yourself in tzitzis. So the Gemara Menachah says that the idna derischa at a time when there's din in the world, then Akash Baruch Hu is ma'anish on mitzvah sase. Therefore, the Gemara says that if you don't have dalek kanfes, in a zman when there's din in the world, then a person will get punished for not going to be kind of tzitzis. So Tyson Erchin says that does not apply for zman hazeh, it only applies to the olden days where they used to walk around normally with dalek kanfes, is a normal thing. If it was a time, if he didn't go ahead and wear dalek kanfes, he would be chayv for tzitzis. Nowadays, no one wears dalek kanfes, it's a weird thing, and it's not a normal thing to do, therefore there is no tviya and time of zman hazeh for only not wear dalek kanfes. There's Tyson Sochim and also the Rabbi Yonishar Tshuva in Shara Gimel, I think it was Lamed Beis, he just brings down the din Stamzai, that bit in the risk of his man is that, it would be a tiny if you don't wear it. So the Chern Medayik, that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so this is not like that, that he said that even though it was not normal to do it, still there is a inyan to have his man is that. The Meister of Moshe Shuva writes that Chiyub is man is that, he says that Chiyub is man is that, and he says that Lamaisa that it's also minik leisel b'zman hazeh. Everyone, where's the b'zman hazeh before? The minik shabbat to be chayvet to go ahead and wear tzitzis and talis b'zman hazeh. So when are you supposed to put on your tzitzis? The talis you don't shul, but that's in this halacha which people don't know, that there's an inyan of not to go dal amis without tzitzis. And it's bad, so your tzitzis should be right by your nagel aser kapur. Assuming that it's a couple of your bed. It's very next to it, and because it's Indian not going down, I'm this below.
I had this one, but I told him it was
Mizman. Who?
I told him it was Mizman Rizkh, I thought.
Who?
I thought it was Mizman Rizkh that there's then.
No.
But nowadays there's Rizkh, nowadays what? Why is there any to have the Dalai Lama? They're not wearing it now.
Who?
Why is there any to go without Mizman Rizkh without Tutsis? Still here, right?
No, so no, two things. You said that there's Ramesh nowadays is Minog, number one. And then the same young old Minog, you just go like Medina the Gemara. It's a Kiyam Mitzvah, two. Three is Tzitzis and Shmira. And there definitely is the Indian, a Maila, of always having the Mitzvah design.
But it doesn't sound like it's also to go for Amos.
It doesn't say it. You should do it right away in order to one, preferably, should not be going. About this night, Isra. You know, there's in Simin, today's test, which sometimes, you know, it says the Lashon Osir. Over there, Osir made a screen. Here's the Osir, it's Inyan, a Maila, not to go Dal Amis without this. So Shemazam says, Dab Dafka, it's going Dal Amis is even a person just being stationary. As the Avodah Zarah, you should always consider being Mekayim Mitzvah, you should always consider to have the Shmir Tzitzis, and there's Inyan that the Tzitzis should always be on a person and it should be by the person, it should be on the person's bed. What do you do? When do you do it? You should watch right away after this time. That's the point which you put it on. And in order, they shouldn't be dalams without any tzitzis. And how does one wear the tzitzis? So it says that the tachas of tzitzis, another person to remember, is kol mitzvaysai. So, Mishavur, I think I mentioned Eben Ezra last week, that Eben Ezra mentions that it commits in order to remind a person to of mitzvahs. And he writes that therefore there's more of any wearing tzitzis when somebody's not in the base medrash and not davening, when somebody's in the workforce or whatever else he's doing, that there's more of any of wearing tzitzis in order to remember to go ahead and do the mitzvahs. And Mishra is very into this, says the point that mitzvahs is important, the person should see them. And he writes that you put your tzitzis inside, you tuck them in. Your mind is for the mitzvah. I'm vazin the mitzvah of Hashem. A seed in him litan sedin, and also litan sedin. Umash I'm ahilch min an achrim. Vazay lidayish the mitzvahs b'tekam shloi. Put like in your pocket. Yila is a doyren mimelach basal don. If you have a present from the, you know, you get a medal from the president, you walk around. Kama you miskatchin lefan anoshim. kavachim b'tzitzis shemamazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, come on, come mischabel no nisu yishmoelov. It's a tremendous thing to walk around with it. And the Chazal says a zor mitzitzis yipei shchina. And therefore, Mr. Brewer is very not happy. Those who tuck in their tzitzis. And he says, Ikka mitzvah is to remember. That's Lashon Mechaber. Ikka mitzvah is Talas Katan, Levoishi, Al Begadav, Ishtam Yer Yisker mitzvahs. The mashmois of the Mechaber is Yisrael on top of your clothing. Even not the way we do it. We wear like under our clothing. It sounds like Ikka is to wear on top and not. And on the Rizal, Apiari, it's brought down the Indian top because the tzitzis should be covered, it should be hidden, it should be inside. The reason we said the Mechaber B'Shas when they put it on. But Api Arizal, they hold the daft that should be inside, and by the Sfadim, a lot of Sfadim are doing like that, that have the tzitzis totally inside. Api Nyonim, they say the tzitzis should be inside. So, kids, definitely the right thing is to reach out. You know? There's somebody trying to say recently, every time you see it, Mekam it's a daisa. Every time you look at the tzitzis, and it's definitely a very good thing to do. I don't think that's an authentic. My chavrusa almost doesn't wear tzitzis out. He's from Baltimore. Tens of Rudiman held that. I'm not sure what the kudu was. Is it because of the goyim? Is it, you know, you familiar with that?
No.
Huh? No. But my dear Mazai still doesn't. Right?
I chabbered him.
What did he say? He said Rudiman, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He said something about Rudiman. And yeah, that's in terms of wearing the tzitzis out. Now, when you're making the bracha, so. But first of all, this is very, very important. The Mechaber is an chavin besatipa. It says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu besatipa, kedesh niska kol mitzvahs la'aseisom." A person should have a kavana when he puts it on in order to go ahead and remember all the mitzvahs. Shmuel says, "Zemavara kavana tzol chavin b'levisha kaim mitzvahs mitzvahs." Normally, you always have to have kavana b'kaim mitzvah. So you have kavana, you have to have kavana b'kaim the mitzvah. Over here, you have to have kavana in order to remember all the mitzvahs. Chasabach, tefillin, sukkah, same thing. Even though all the mitzvahs yotza, when you do the mitzvah, same Hashem. Tzitzis is mantizskru, tefillin is mantizskru, b'fichem. Therefore, you have to have this kavani. Kozel v'chachila kam it's tzitzis, b'di'eved, even if you weren't b'kaim, you're going to be yotza, b'di'eved says it's going to be okay. Akabonim is very important. It's probably like one of the most important halachas in the tzitzis. People have always seen durum and tzitzis, like 300 shekels in tzitzis, getting a center that head durum. Now, this is medina v'chaber, that the chachila, you have to, like kavana, the mitzvah is, you have to have a mind in order to be yotza, mitzvah tzitzis. Kavana. If you don't do it, but do you have any yotzei the mitzvah? So for this is a person that's going to be makbid to have his kavana, and this is ikar din. The bachi ben says makiv, whatever. But nice we all do you have any going to be yotzei, and the person should be misragil.
Is it bracha or b'shas levish? Meaning when you put the talis katan on, or
it could really
you
any
make
time.
The bracha of the talis katan.
No, it's in the mitzvah. I'm saying it's better. Should be like chila b'shas to eat off.
Let's say you didn't do it.
So you have mine now, right now. You didn't know. Yeah, you forgot today, right now. Shame, it's a tzitzis, shvil, shame, laska, komet, say, and you should, and...
What does it mean, not like, start making this in your head, like, every single minute? Like,
no, the tachas, like Gemara says, that the tzitzis reminds you of the tachas, the devil, the yam, yam, devil, the kriya, get against the government. That's a reminder of a person that, he's the Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Meshuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's reminded to go ahead and do all the mitzvahs. Now, b'shas when a person is making a bracha, so when is how should the clouds brachas have to be able to see also? So the main shemesh brings down that achilat tzarich bracha kol matifa b'shas oichse biyadei rishas atuvlei. Last mishabur is like when you're holding it, then you make the bracha. But like koydim b'shas shadayin taz mikapel zayver. Sounds like if it's like folded up, you make the bracha. That's too early, but it's in your hand, it's okay. The chayim matan a little bit. Sounds like mishabur, if you hold my hand, it's okay, and afterwards like go like that and whatever. That's we're not being over the LCS. And the mitzvah of the minug is that you do it closer, that you hold it behind you. Before you do it, not just that it's folded in front of you.
Isn't it Masha from the Mechaber that you do the bracha after the Atifa? Mechaber says, the Ensefal. Mechaber says, you do the Atifa of your Varach movement. Is that Masha that first you do the Atifa, then the bracha?
Yeah, but that. I mean, that's Shrek. It was that's where over the siyasa.
Right, so the Shabur brings that. Rav Achanim said you have to do it before. He says the like a chayadam.
So it has to be Mu'umud. Chaver said that you make the bracha Mu'umud. Why? Pshas Atifa, our bracha should have to be Amuda. Atifa says Lachem. As long as they share Ma'imar, it says Lachem. And the bracha is that all brachas have to go ahead and be Amida. Now, when you do the bracha, we do Atifa. So Atifa is a very interesting thing in terms of how the one going to do Atifa. Mishpura makes a whole macha over here that some people, they don't do the Atifa the proper way. So three ways people do Atifa. One is people just like throw it over their head and like all the way down. Then Mishpura writes that and he says that that's not the proper thing to do. So what does Mishnah Berurah like you do? He says the way you do Atifa is that if you put it over your head until you reach your mouth, and then you throw the apatitis, it's that small, and that's how you do it. It's not what you put over your head to your mouth, take it, wrap yourself around it, it's that small, wait a couple of seconds, and that's even how you go ahead and do Atifa. So the Achreinim Amo'ira that if that's what you do Atifa, so Atifa is Yishma'ilim, so how do they walk? If you had your face covered down, if it's covered down till over here, and you're going like that, they're not going to walk anywhere, and how in the world. And this is not so much stuff there to say that's how the Arabs walk around and do Atifa. So the Chaim, no, and others, Mishnah, they say that the proper way to do Atifa is not like that. They say that the way you do Atifa is that you take the talis, you cover it till your eyes, till there. Then you take the talis and you wrap it around, covering like your mouth over there. You see like those pictures of like the terrace ever? So they have like a thing till there, right? The eyes are open, and they just have like and the mouth and everything is a little maybe space for the mouth, and that's, you know, that's how they walk around. So basically that's how you do it. You know, you take the talus, you take it till your eyes, over there, like that they can see. You wrap it around over your mouth, and I think basically the only thing is available, like your nose and your eyes, so those are exposed. And the rest will not be exposed. So go ahead and both menagim are.
Yeah. Shiver upon that you say that you go over like this means down to the mouth. It means that the mouth of material that would go over this like, would just be.
Well, you could say out. It goes to if it's folded like this. You could you know, like a shmiss and I am. You could. Yeah. You see down a little bit. How far you have to see already?
You know, could see every Shabbos. My kid stands in front of me and waves.
Okay, you can see.
I say that's what they heard from Shira Pam. That's how he answered the Mishabura.
How
does
it say that?
It stays like this. Yeah,
she stands in front of me and she looks in. I could see.
Hey, both menagim are proper menagim. Now you have to do shtem if understand that. It's brought to. Oh, Bacher doesn't. No, Mishabura is. Says that the lashon mechaber is nachin chas reish betalas kisses are machnile of adam. Maybe the yeshmaim, the point of covering your head is machile be yeshmaim. Hain taz daiten nachin lishar kiva kadim al reish beis tefila. You have to have two coverings. The Bach says that talas reish. How long you have your talas covering your head is important. Lacha met chalas tefila at seifa.
Is that only shem esrei or
no? But then lo end of alin. Through the whole. Through the whole thing, he's supposed to have the whole thing. Okay, so there they say the more makel, you're not really dominating, but Shas, when you're dominating 23 dimensional, so therefore you're supposed to have it covered the whole time. Kisatara is a little bit more calb in the game.
What about it? I mean, for me personally, I get very hot.
What?
I won't look as the hand like one. I get very hot covering the whole time personally.
Well, you just have it till there. Why is it
till there?
There?
Like,
keep it on your head. What? You get used to it. I'm saying that people like the guys like Bali Shiva, the word says this is excruciating. No, just like, you know, it's like any yarmulke, like forget it. That's like, but
the thing during Corona, remember when I had a mask on also? I couldn't
mask on.
It was like,
yeah. Well, we only had Corona for about a year, so you know, right, we did not get used to masks. But if you don't put it so high over your head, just put it on top.
Like a yarmulke?
Just like on top of your yarmulke, yeah, it'll be like going over. You get used to it, it's not a little, you know, no.
Why does Rav Brookowitz wear it not during davening? He always, like, when he speaks, I always seem like by kidding.
Stein in the front of Stein. This is Indian having two in front of two in the vacuum or the mitzvahs. We see later on the latest Siman, it's not to say it's even that the chiv of Stein in front of Stein Lacharv. And you have, like, if you don't have a, we discussed, like, a scarf or something like that, like, has Dalek Kampfes, is a chayiv, not chayiv, or a beged, which has, you know, and the Rama, which says that we're not noyeg to have a chiv when it's not shtayim fomish tamachorev. And shtayim fomish tamachorev is like a big chiv like a mitzvah. And being that you have shtayim fomish tamachorev, it says that we noglas atar me chetichay av atara, shayitin sisa lefanam yiyolah yiyolah lefanam, kamash ima keresh azach b'tzafen, who didn't let him b'tzafen. That the keresh is b'tzafen, who didn't let him b'tzafen. That there's a need to have a atara in order to have always the ones in front of the front, the ones in the back of the back. Arizal was not makbid on the salacha, but anything to do it. That's interesting. Some people have like gold, silver, fancy ones. Shulchan says he doesn't like you to do that. He said because it's a different material, it's like a fancy material. It looks like that's ikritalis. Have a beggin. The ikrit thing is like the gold, silver thing. Therefore, he writes he's not so happy about one wearing, having a fancier atara, and he wants it to be a regular material. I'm going to go to a lot of places to make it. Ramayisha Chuvah says, there's no payday, it's chelik on the Aruch HaShulchan. No, but it is a Aruch HaShulchan, which doesn't like it, because it makes it look like it's Iker, Iker Kepeda that it says. But going to Arizal B'chal was makbid on the Shtayim, because negated Taos Katan also. There also, you surely have the Shtayim in front of Shtayim L'Chorev, you should have the ones in front of the front, and the ones the back to back. What's he say? Because the fun of is more Kaddish. Being that the fun of more Kaddish, it's the Iker. Therefore, just like we find by the Mishkan, they had the Keresh Zachar, but some was more Kedusha, who had then, over here, we're saying the same thing. Agra, there's a Bar Lachman of a Sukkah, which discusses, do you have to worry about your Sukkah boards? That whatever is Safan, and Mizav, Ma'arim, always say the same thing. Just like we find by the Mishkan, that the Mishkan was, there's an Indian of having the tzafin should be the tzafin, everything should stay. It also applies to sukkah boards. So he brings down somebody. Maybe yeah, he's chilek, and he said the Pekriyaka says maybe yeah. The Berlacha is chilek. He's saying it's not by every single mitzvah. It was by I think that was the Maskana. He says that by dafka by the Mishkan is a kedusha. There's kedusha tzafin. There's darim. I kach mishkach mishkach some tzafin. There's another kedusha. By the sukkah, like if it takes is more of a kaddish and tzafin darim is a meir. Like why should there be any difference?
The Aron was in the meir.
What?
By Mishkan, the Aron was in the meir.
Okay, but there's the kach kach was tzafin. There was certain meilas and tzafin. Therefore, that's why over here there was there was a meila. Meshenkein by sukkah boards. Just the sukkah boards are saying that there is no tremendous meila when you're doing it.
Baba champion in no Atar.
What? Are they not Atar, yeah?
Because there isn't. They don't have Atar.
The Nusach Bracha Mishpura says, Bitzitzis with a Shva, Takazabiz. A lot of Achrayim say, there's different Melagwa, there's Bir, Ba, Mishpura goes with Bir, you know, others go with Lashon Ba. And the Melchai brings down Tzorach, Lafed, Chutzitzis, Zemizeh, Yatim Afrit, Zemizeh. What's the reason why? Pashas, we go to Mishpura goes to Mangan Avram, which says that it's a part of Noi Mitzvah. It's so nice. It's like in Zeichen olden days, they used to have Techelas and Loving, had to keep them separately, so therefore they had to be separate. Nowadays, it says just, it's not going to be a Kerdin, it's just a mitzvah, therefore he says somebody's running late. And he missed Tvi the Betzibur. He says, Ain't Tzav Adakim Bezah, Yom Tzav Adakim Bezah, because it's not the Kerdin. For example, the Goyin maybe is a little more machmur from it, but he says not a Kerdin. It's interesting, Shaila, whether one on Shabbos, he'll let it be mach for them or not. The question is it considered a Tikkun Manor or not? It's definitely like the Goyin, like it's more like a Kerdin, it definitely could be considered a problem. But even if you're not like the Goyin, there's a Shayat Shu over here, which brings down a whole machlikus about it, basically, if it's... if they're very, very... Basically, comes out, basically, the person says, if it's very, very... If it's, like, crazy tangled, then they say that could be, like, a tikkun manaza, and you shouldn't do it, mashenkein. If it's not so tangled, just to separate it a little bit, it's not going to be a problem. Agav, you're not allowed to make the gnats on Shabbos. Sometimes people like, you know, the gnats always coming out and they're whatever, so there's a lot of places where there's a problem with kosher by striking the gnats, and that one should not be doing on Shabbos. So, Chai Bizan, before we make the bracha, he's supposed to check the chutzitzis to see if they're kosher. Now the bracha we make on Taskala, not by Taskatan, that's the Minakais, that's the Minak. Why? Different reasons, some say it could just be issues with the share of Taskatan, or could be a bracha Shani Tzricha, make a bracha on Taskala, and then right after Taskatan and Taskala back to back, a bracha Shani Tzricha, and different Minak is we make a bracha on Dafka and Taskala, not on Taskatan. But it could be exceptional. We'll see next week in the oldest sugars of Hefsik. I don't know if we have a share next week, we'll see the bands here, not here. But, what?
Over Zoom.
What do you say?
Over Zoom.
Yeah?
Good morning.
But Akapanim, what are we talking about again?
Hefsek.
Oh, Hefsek. If you, the muscle, Erev Shabbos, if you have people have special Shabbos sisters, they switch for Shabbos, they go to Mikvah, so that, the Talis Gadol is not going to patter. Talis Gadol patters the Talis Katan, you were at the same time, and therefore patters it. But if you can find new purchases afterwards, like apostle, or you're switching Rav Shabbos, when you're getting dressed. So, other than that, the situation, one would, yes, make a bracha on the talis katan.
I'd say all those reasons don't apply. Should you make a bracha on talis katan?
What all?
Like the beggar is.
The minig is not. And but
so it's also hefsek.
What?
I'm putting it on at 7:00. I'm going to shachris at 7:40.
No, so some people could be hefsek 2-3 hours. I've seen Gidrei hefsek that the hefsek is very, very long. The grass says.
Mashtik, very early morning, was it?
What?
This is very early morning.
Like 4:00 in the morning. And
like next week, I'm jet lagged, probably before the morning.
When's the ice? I don't know. Hang down 4 hours later? So.
Goodbye.
Huh?
The Rav doesn't make a bracha on Talis Katan.
I usually go diving pretty shortly afterwards.
I usually, I'm saying 7:40 minutes is not, 50, an hour is not a.
What do you say?
I'm also like, I'll give my kid something to eat.
I've had 40 minutes now.
If his mom is like a very long time.
If it's like 3-4 hours there, I'm saying, but like, it's not gonna work out, right? Because this is my Krishna, or you're doing for Allah, right? I'm gonna do it.
No, yeah, I'll take it.
But, fine. Okay, so we have to in order to make sure there shouldn't be a brachal about the Talis. So, that's this is a. The reason I have to check it is that the true reason I can check it. I can check it maybe not kind of the mitzvah, or because maybe it's the bracha v'tala. The mechaber goes out to chomer leisisa. The ikar is out to chomer bracha v'tala. The chishna maybe came possibly yesterday, and therefore it's out to chomer bracha. You have to go in and go in and do it. Therefore, the moshav is a tshuva. But let's say you made a bracha right and you forgot to check it. So there's any need to go in and check it or not. This is not the ikar reason we go is out to the chomer bracha. And being the ikar Indian is going to be out to chomer bracha, so therefore we. You would not check it afterwards. Everyone's running late, so there is a good eitzah of checking it right before you go to sleep. I feel a boy in my day. If you know yesterday it was all good, if it was good, if you're running late, then you must feel tzibra. So if you know yesterday was good, then you could be semich on it. Therefore, it's a good idea just to check it before you go to check it before you take it off, and then like that, you wouldn't have to go ahead and check it the next day.
A lot of the mitzvahs have the glue on them.
That's the thing, the whole halacha is a bit of shralach. I was sort of from a shnur. He writes that the whole halacha, the old days used to wear it over the begadim. They used to go down to the floor. They used to step on it, and they weren't so strong. Nowadays, they don't break, and it doesn't happen. He says, more kafas man is there. Still, you should do it. But that's it's not really so much of a chash, really, because man is there.
Especially if you marry the glue, all the talis, all the
talis. I mean, sometimes you do it compulsive. People do have, you do get such a shadows, Every couple of weeks, this guy comes over, it's ripped, it's this, that, and you do it, but definitely says more talibus, man, has a